And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 5th of September, 2025. The publication of The Rights of Nature, A Legal Revolution That Could Save the World by David Boyd was on this day in 2017. Lawyers from California to New York are fighting to gain legal rights for chimpanzees and killer whales, and lawmakers are ending the era of keeping these intelligent animals in captivity. In Hawaii and India, judges have recognized that endangered species, from birds to lions, have the legal right to exist. Around the world, more and more laws are being passed recognizing that ecosystems, rivers, forests, mountains, and more, have legally enforceable rights. And if nature has rights, then humans have responsibilities. In The Rights of Nature, noted environmental lawyer David Boyd tells this remarkable story, which is, at its heart, one of humans as a species finally growing up. The publication of Fellow Creatures, Our Obligations to the Other Animals by Christine Korsgaard was on this day in 2018. In this book, Korsgaard defends the claim that we are obligated to treat all sentient beings as what Kant called ends in themselves. Korsgaard's claims commit us to joining with other autonomous beings in relations of moral reciprocity and treating the good of every sentient creature as something of absolute importance. Korsgaard argues that human beings are not more important than the other animals, that our moral nature does not make us superior to the other animals, and that our unique capacities do not make us better off than the other animals. She addresses a number of directly practical questions, whether we have the right to eat animals, experiment on them, make them work for us and fight in our wars, and keep them as pets, and how to understand the wrong that we do when we cause a species to go extinct. And the publication of Introduction to Animal Rights, Your Child or the Dog by Gary Francione was on this day in 2000. Two-thirds of Americans polled by the Associated Press agree with the following statement: an animal's right to live free of suffering should be just as important as a person's right to live free of suffering. More than 50% of Americans believe that it is wrong to kill animals to make fur coats or to hunt them for sport. But these same Americans eat hamburgers, take their children to circuses and rodeos, and use products developed with animal testing. How do we justify our inconsistency? In this easy-to-read introduction, animal rights advocate Gary Francione looks at our conventional moral thinking about animals. Using examples, analogies, and thought experiments, he reveals the dramatic inconsistency between what we say we believe about animals and how we actually treat them. And here is a meditation for today, for the peace and freedom of all. Make yourself comfortable. Notice the physical body. Relax and soften. Bring awareness to the sensation of breathing. Find mindful, easy inhalations and exhalations. Connect the word peace to the inhalation and connect the word freedom to the exhalation. Inhale, peace. Exhale, freedom. Peace, inhale. Freedom, exhale. For the beings in animal agriculture, peace and freedom. For the beings in cages, peace. Freedom. For wild animals, peace. Freedom. For the abandoned and abused, peace. Freedom. May all creatures live in peace and freedom. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with the reminder that we can reduce suffering in this world.